नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रसारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग द 8th वर्स ऑफ Letter of instruction. What is 8th verse? Translation batao. Verse chhod.
Ganga mudhe to 7th hai na?
Or 6th verse hai.
6th verse. Raga mudhe bhutichar hoge na? 8th se.
Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtanano स्मृत्योर्क्रमेण रसना मनसि नियोज्य तिष्ठन् व्रजे तदनुराग जनानुगामी कालं नयेद किल मित्युपदेश सारम्। सो तन्नाम रूप चरित आदि सुकीर्तनानु सो नाम रूप चरित आदि व्हेन वन चैंट्स द नेम फॉर्म क्वालिटीज पास टाइम्स आदि एक्सेट्रा सुकीर्तन चैंटिंग अनुस्मृत्यो एंड आफ्टर सफिशिएंटली चैंटिंग रिमेंबरेंस विल फॉलो। सुकीर्तन मीन्स चैंटिंग विदाउट ऑफेंसेस। स्मृत्योर क्रमेण रसना मनसी नियोज्य एंड इन चैंटिंग एंड हियरिंग द सेंसेस आर इन्वॉल्व्ड एंड इन स्मरणम द माइंड इज इन्वॉल्व्ड। सो फर्स्ट द सेंसेस हैव टू बी एंगेज्ड देन द माइंड विल फॉलो। स्मृत्योर क्रमेण रसना मनसी नियोज्य क्रमेण ग्रेजुअली फर्स्ट रसना देन मनसी फर्स्ट द टंग देन माइंड and engaging in this way tishtan vraje one should remain in Vrindavan and tat anuraga jana anugami and one should become a follower of the vrajavasis kalam nayed akilam in this way one should engage all his time while staying in vraja while following the footsteps of the vrajavasis he should engage his senses in nama roopa charita adi and his mind in nama roopa charita adi. So if he does this iti upadesha saramdi, essence of all the instructions is this. This is the essence of all the instructions. Tan nama roopa charita adi sukirtananu smrityor krameṇa rasana manasi niyojya tishtan vajeta tanuraga jananugami kalam nayed akilam ityupadesha saram. So we started discussing the commentary by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj but and about the dashas. If you remember, shravana dasha, varana dasha, smarana dasha, apana dasha and sampatti dasha. So shravana dasha is when he hears about when he hears the Krishna conscious subject matters, and varana dasha is when he starts getting that lobha, that greed towards raganuga bhakti, which means he basically accepts the process of raganuga bhakti, that is varana dasha. Then smarana dasha means where he starts systematically remembering the pastimes that Krishna performed in Vrindavan along with the vrajavasis and especially those vrajavasis in whose footsteps he is aspiring to follow. So that smarana dasha has 5 stages: smarana, dharana, dhyana, anusmriti and samadhi. So in this way gradually more and more intense, and when it reaches samadhi his sadhana bhakti ends and now he is ready to start भावभक्ति, दैट इज द स्टेज ऑफ आपन दशा. एट द स्टेज ऑफ आपन दशा विथ कंप्लीट इंटेंसिफिकेशन ऑफ हिज
will get his spiritual identification.
He will receive his spiritual identification. Okay? And then Sampatti Dasha is when he will actually get to join the past tense of the Supreme Lord.
Back to God.
Back to God. Sampatti Dasha.
Sampatti
so, in this way, how gradually a practitioner of Raganuga Bhakti graduates from being a Vaidhi Sadhaka to a Raganuga Sadhaka, from Shravana Dasha to Varana Dasha, and gradually from a Raganuga Sadhaka to a Sadhya Bhakta, from Smarana Dasha to Apana Dasha, and from Bhava to perfection, from Apana Dasha to Sampatti Dasha. So this gradual transition is described in the purport by Srila Prabhupada and by Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj also. And practically everyone, in all the purports it is there. Basically this verse talks about Raganuga Bhakti and how one attains perfection by Raganuga Bhakti. So Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj also described these various dashas. But whatever pain is seen there is only apparent at the stage of Bhava Bhakti, he says. If there is an attack of bile in the body, then the tongue is affected and sweet things taste bitter. Avidya pittopatapta rasanasya narochikanu. When there is an attack of bile, sugar candy tastes bitter. But when the disease is cured, that sugar candy will taste sweet. The holy name Krishna Katha tastes bitter and unpleasant now. But the holy name is the medicine to remove that defect from our inner tongue. Finally, there is prapanna dasha, attainment, the stage of full self-surrender and distribution to others. One is finally detached from relativity and enters into the divine connection. So this is sampatti dasha ko Maharaj uses as a different word. He says prapanna dasha. By analysis, these are the five stages of sadhana bhakti. Sometimes we may be misguided into thinking that we must not study books and analyze things. So Maharaj is telling, Are Raganuga, Raganuga, those who prematurely go to Raganuga, what they do is they reject knowledge, thinking that ज्ञाने प्रयास मुदपास्य नमंत एव जीवंति सिन्मुकरिताम भवदीय वार्ताम. They think we are not here to become jnanis, we are here to become bhaktas. Don't go behind knowledge, just relish bhakti. So then that kind of bhakti is can lead to sahajiyaism, because bhakti jnan is not jnana. Bhakti Gyan is Bhakti. So, Bhagavata Artha Aswada. So, that is one of the five most potent limbs of Bhakti. So, but if one thinks that, oh, this is all Jnana, we are not here to become Jnanis, we are here to become Bhaktas, then that is wrong. That's what Maharaj is telling this. Sometimes you may be misguided into thinking that we must not study books and analyze things. Why is this knowledge necessary? Jnana is anti-devotional, isn't it? What is the necessity of knowing what is what? Kya zarurat hai? I shall go on chanting the name and wherever there is any lecture explaining Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, I will avoid that. Jnana hai na? Bhakti karne ke liye aaya ki jnana karne ke liye?
Jnana karma di anayavritam.
भक्ति तो ज्ञान कर्मादि अनावृतम है ना. ज्ञान से डकना नहीं चाहिए भक्ति. अगर जपा तो भक्ति है, लेक्चर तो ज्ञान है. अगर लेक्चर के लिए जपा छोड़ देंगे तो ज्ञान कर्मादि आवृतम हो गया ना, है कि नहीं?
बट दैट इज अ डिफरेंट ज्ञान ना.
वही बोल रहा हूँ, आई एम प्लेइंग द डेविल्स एडवोकेट.
otherwise they would have said that jnana karma is shunya.
That is the right answer. That is all knowledge. Jnane prayasa madhavasya namante eva. This is what they say. Sir, jnan jnan ke piche kyun pada hai? Bhakti karne ke liye aaya hai ki jnani jnan karne ke liye aaya hai? We may go on taking the name, and whenever there is some explanation about devotion, we try to avoid it. But this is not good, because if we hear from the proper source, we will get some sort of knowledge that gives us impetus for going on in our sadhana. Where will we get our fuel to go on in our sadhana? That is why, how could His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj build such a powerful congregation and Brahmacharya Ashram? Adhikesha Prabhu can tell more.
Yes.
But it has been hours and hours and hours and hours of Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita classes, powerful Shravanam and Kirtanam. And that is how, you know, you want to share something, Guru?
Yeah,
true, obviously. Actually, when I came, that phase had already passed, actually. I mean, it was like almost the transition phase. You know, now we don't hear Maharaj giving such long lectures. You know, I mean, I think, yeah, even in Yatras nowadays, Maharaj's lectures are not that long. Hey, but उतना भी लंबा नहीं है मतलब जो पहले तो इससे भी ज्यादा लंबा होता था एंड महाराज यूज्ड टू पर्सनली गो टू एवरी फर्स्ट टाइम प्लेस एंड यूज्ड टू गिव कथा देयर आल्सो एक्चुअली वो मुझे याद है आई थिंक 2007 तक वैसा हुआ आई थिंक 2007 वाज द फर्स्ट यात्रा दैट आई अटेंडेड आई थिंक वो यात्रा में स्टिल आई थिंक आई रिमेंबर आई थिंक इन सम ऑफ द प्लेस एटलीस्ट in places like Mamgachi and all, I remember hearing from Maharaj. Maybe 2007 was Mayapur Yatra. That was the first Yatra that I attended. Oh, Yatra ke baad I came to Gopinath. After that, by then, I sab set up kar diya tha. My parents ko thoda convince karke. Yatra ke baad I will go and join. So, I think Oyatra me, I think I heard from Maharaj in places. Maybe I am wrong.
Shravanam Kirtanam is the condition.
Yeah, but this is not good, because if we hear from the proper source, we will get some sort of knowledge that gives us impetus for going on in our sadhana. When any illumination or revelation is coming through a real agent who is higher than us, we should be very earnest to hear those things. So, and Prabhupada was marked by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur when he was introduced at the Allahabad Gaudiya Math. I think it was called as Rupa Gaudiya Math. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, he told, yes, I have marked him. He has lot of taste for hearing like that. That will consolidate our position and help us to go ahead in our sadhana. That should not be eliminated as mere knowledge. This is Siddhanta. Who is Krishna? How is he Swayam Bhagavan? Who is Narayana? What are the 24 layers of misconception? What is Vaikuntha and Goloka? Who is Baladev? What are different rasas? If all these things are being explained, and I say, oh no, it is all jnana, I must dismiss it and take the name. Is the holy name important, or these kind of jnana important? Konsa important?
Both are important.
Both are important.
Okay, 24 layers of misconception.
Pata nahi, 24 layers kya hai pata nahi. I think 24 layers means 24 elements. Of misconception means the living entity can potentially identify with any one of them. Then this is foolishness. Such thoughts should be considered as indolence. Indolence means laziness. Siddhanta kariya chitta na na सिद्धांत बलिया चित्ते ना करे आलस, जहां है ते नहीं यार सुदृढ़ मानस, जहां जहां है ते कृष्ण लागी सुदृढ़ मानस, सिद्धांत बलिया चित्ते ना करो आलस। This knowledge will advance our faith most profoundly, and such discussion should be automatically invited. Okay, like that. So then in the first section he discusses about the five dashas, and then he says that but one should not in the early stage, even though hearing and may not be very likable, but one should hear, because from such hearing one gets the appetite for practicing bhakti. Next he talks about 24 hours service. One Western gentleman once stated that there are many conceptions of religion in different parts of the world, but we do not find any conception of religion where 24 hours a day can be devoted to the service of the Supreme Lord. The other not only Sunday, not only twice in the day, not only thrice in the day, but every hour and every second devoted in the service of the Supreme Entity with nothing left behind. That is never to be found anywhere but in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Every moment. This sort of service is only possible in Kirtaniya Sadahari and in the Ashtakaliya Leela of Shri Krishna Chandra himself in the Madhurya Rasa. Madhurya Rasa is the total rasa and the most intense of all rasas. It is all accommodating. So Madhurya Rasa includes Madhurya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, Sakhya Rasa, Dasya Rasa and Shanta Rasa. 24 hours engagement in the service of Krishna is only possible in Madhurya Rasa. There is the possibility of tiredness in all other rasas, even Vatsalya Rasa. Sometimes the father or mother may think, I am too tired, I shall make arrangements a little later. But in Madhurya Rasa, there is no such reaction. Of course, all these things are of a very high order. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has shown, as has Kaviraj Goswami in his Govinda Lilamrit, the eight praharas, 24 hours service. One prahara is a fourth part of a day or night. 3 hours is one prahara. Ashta prahara means 3 into 8, 24 hours. 24 hours is divided into 8 praharas and this is known as Ashtakaliya. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has written about this in his Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita. So, Bhakti Vikshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj is telling that 24 hours service, the concept of 24 hours performing devotional service every single day is there only in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It is not there. So it is not there in any other system of religion, 24 hours service. And he says, even within Gaudiya Vaishnavism, it is there only in Madhurya Rasa. He says, even those in Vatsalya Rasa may sometimes feel, arey, mujhe thoda thakan lag raha hai. But Madhurya Rasa mein aisa ho hi nahi sakta. He says, because in Madhurya Rasa, it's all inclusive rasa. It includes Madhurya, Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya and Shanta. So at 24 hours it can be engaged. But Maharaj says, of course, this is all very high subject matter. That is why Ashtakaliya Leela mein, those in Madhurya Rasa have constant service. And he says that these subject matters are discussed by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his book Shri Krishna Bhavanamrita, a very elevated book. Okay. There he has given the Ashtakaliya Leela in Radha Dasyam. how the she friends and servitors of Radharani have that 24 hours duty in the camp of Radhika in her service. Unko sone ke liye time nahi, 24 ghanta unka seva hai. I was talking Srivas Thakur Prabhu and Leela Manjari Mataji had come. Na? So the whole family, you know, Sri Ram had questions. So
Sri Ram kon?
Inka beta hai, elder son. So almost like 5.5-6 hours continuously we were talking. So Leela Manjari Mataji was telling, I mean, she attends the Manasiksha classes and Thursday ka counselors classes and all. I mean, you know her much better. She is a very, very simple person, very simple hearted, but extremely elevated personality. The kind of surrender, unka, and she very simply says, Prabhuji, mujhe agar हॉस्पिटल में बोले, अगर महाराज बोले कि लीला मंजरी योर डिवोशनल सर्विस इज टू स्टडी ऑन्कोपैथोलॉजी, नाउ दे हैव एज दैट टू स्टडी ऑन्कोपैथोलॉजी आल्सो एंड डू द ऑन्कोपैथोलॉजिस्ट जॉब आल्सो, शी आल्सो शी इज डूइंग दैट. सो महाराज सेज दिस इज योर डिवोशनल सर्विस, देन शी सेड, प्रभुजी आई एम नॉट एग्जैजरेटिंग, I have the capacity to do it 22 hours a day. मैंने सोचा कि बाकी 2 घंटा सोएंगे. माता जी से अदर 2 hours I will chant. And Shiva Thakur Prabhu said, Prabhuji, she is not exaggerating, she is capable of doing it every day. She will study and 2 hours, if Maharaj says 22 hours I will study that and 2 hours for chanting. Yeah. So, amazing actually. मैंने बोला कि आप मुझे आके क्यों क्वेश्चन पूछ रहे हैं, मुझे 6 घंटा का नींद में एक 15 मिनट भी कम हो गया तो मेरा दिन में एकदम तारा दिखते हैं. So, there he has given the Ashtakaliya Leela in Radha Dasyam, how the she friends and servitors of Radharani have the 24 hours duty in the camp of Radhika in her service. 24 hours ko seva hai. Matlab, neend ke liye time nahi hai unka. Matlab, 24 ghanta unka kuch na kuch seva hai. And Radha and Krishna are sleeping. Radha and Krishna will sleep. But inka sleeping time nahi hai. Unka neend ka time mein bhi inka seva hai. और जब वो जागे हैं तब तो ये सो नहीं सकते. राधा रानी इज ऑलरेडी होली गिवन टू कृष्णा, देर इज नो क्वेश्चन, एंड दैट 24 आवर्स प्रोग्राम इज एक्सप्लेन्ड एलाबोरेटली बाय विष्णु चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर. हाउएवर श्री कृष्ण भावनामृत इज फॉर द हायर स्टूडेंट्स ओनली. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also explained these things in Jaiva Dharma, but with great caution. Last 10 chapter to pura, it is like Madhuri Rasa only. We have gone through Bhakti Vinod Thakur's writings, but we do not miss his warnings. We must be practical in our attempt, for such things are not imaginary. Ye jo hai, 24 hours Ashtakali Leela is not an imagination. Some Westerners think that Eastern philosophy is something like imagination, so they pass through it very quickly without giving attention to so many steps. So they don't think that it is something that is practically applicable. So unko waise hi padh lete. So in the Western world, if you see, Eastern religions are very widely read, much more than what it is read in India. So most of the PhDs that have come out of come on about Eastern religions is only from the other countries, very rarely from India, because uska kuch value hi nahi hai India mein. Why would someone study religion? It cannot, kana nahi de sakta hai wo. So they will study other things, science, engineering, medicine.
Well, how they are getting studying and they are getting salary on that?
Because that people study, there are a lot of teaching positions available for that. This means they are self deceivers. मतलब जो ऐसे ऐसे हाँ ईस्टर्न रिलीजन है ना मोस्टली इमेजिनेशन है. इमेजिनेशन के बारे में पढ़ने के लिए कितना टाइम लगेगा. लाइक दैट वन हु डिजायर्स रियल सिंसियर इंप्रूवमेंट विल नॉट ओमिट एनी स्टेप्स. श्रद्धा साधु संग भजन क्रिया अनर्थ निवृत्ति रुचि आसक्ति एंड देन ओनली भाव. दे मस्ट बी ट्रू टू देयर ओन सेल्फ वेदर दे हैव फॉलोड ईच ऑफ दी स्टेप्स. आपका अनर्थ निवृत्ति हो गया कि नहीं तो आप डोंट ट्राई टू जंप ओवर स्टेप्स. राग मार्ग प्रॉपर बिगिन्स एट भाव भक्ति. अप टू द अवेकनिंग ऑफ रियल भाव वन मस्ट फॉलो वैदिक भक्ति एंड अनर्थ निवृत्ति in order to be sure that attraction for any charm of this material world has gone altogether. Only then we can actually start Raganuga Bhakti. But those who are self-deceivers, they want it very cheaply. They want to buy very cheap food without proper payment. And it is only their imagination, because without payment you don't get any value, anything that is valuable. Dhira means a master of his own senses. Only such a devotee is qualified to try to enter into this flavor, not those who are not masters of their own senses. So you cannot skip anartha navritti and directly start raganuga bhakti.
That is the basic.
मिनिमम नैतत् समाचरेज्जातो मनसापि ह्यनीश्वरः विनश्यत्याचरन् मौड्यात् यता रोडोब्दिजं विषम. वन हु इज नॉट अ ग्रेट कंट्रोलर शुड नेवर इमिटेट द बिहेवियर ऑफ रूलिंग पर्सनालिटीज इवन मेंटली. न एतत् समाचरेज्जातो मनसापि ह्यनीश्वरः. वन हु डस नॉट हैव द कैपेसिटी टू कंट्रोल, he should never imitate the behavior of ruling personalities, even mentally. Maudyad, if out of foolishness an ordinary person does imitate such behavior, he will simply destroy himself, just as a person who is not Rudra would destroy himself if he tried to drink an ocean of poison.
Or last lifetime, the caution then it should be worsened as well.
Due to ignorance, if anyone ventures to enter into this domain even mentally, then what happens? Vinashyati, he will be doomed. If he is not Shiva, if he takes poison, he is sure to die. Shiva drank poison, but it became an ornament on his throat. But one who is not Shiva, if he takes poison, he will die. One who is not Dhira and has no control over their senses, if they venture to enter into this domain, they are sure to die. This warning is given in Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami. It is nectar, but still you must come and take it properly. There is a possibility of mistaking it for your awkward enjoyment and then you will be doomed forever. Sahajiyas do that. They take this Rasleela and it only enhances their material desires. The higher literatures for the highly realized souls should not be propagated in a very broad way. They are only meant for a very select few who can come up to that mark and have entrance to discuss and think and work according to that high direction. But the general requirement is Shraddha for Mahaprabhu and Shraddha for Krishna consciousness. Vaidhi sadhana ke liye Shraddha sufficient hai. Par Raganuga sadhana ke liye anartha nivritti aur nishtha prerequisite hai.
Jisse वैदिक के लिए श्रद्धा है, रागानुग के लिए निष्ठा,
निष्ठा और लोभ।
निष्ठा के बाद थोड़ा रुचि आया,
लोभ, लोभ
लोभ
मतलब अट्रैक्शन टुवर्ड्स द व्रजवासीज काइंड ऑफ लव फॉर कृष्ण, व्रज प्रेम का प्रति आकर्षण भी होना चाहिए,
उधर ही ट्रांजिशन होगा रागानुग तो निष्ठा, वैदि में भी निष्ठा है।
हाँ, वैदि निष्ठा है, वैदि रुचि है, वैदि आसक्ति है, वैदि भाव है, वैदि प्रेम है। माधुर्य रस इन पर्टिकुलर एंड परकिया, दीज टू प्लेन्स मे बी मिसअंडरस्टूड बाय द जनरल पीपल, इट इज बियॉन्ड देयर कंसेप्शन दैट वी कैन रिलेट विद गॉड एज अ वाइफ और मिस्ट्रेस। गॉड का भी वाइफ बनेगा, मिस्ट्रेस, एंड यू हैव दैट काइंड ऑफ एक्सचेंजेस विद द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, आई मीन दिस साउंड्स वेरी ऑड। एज अ वाइफ मे बी possible to accommodate, but as a mistress of God, that is impossible.
Mistress or lover?
The conception of Godhead and the conception of his mistress at the same time are impossible to conceive for an ordinary intellect. Kaise ho sakta hai? क्या
जी, कृष्णा के साथ ऐसा राधा रानी ऐसा रिलेशन बिना मैरिज के ऐसा कैसे प्रभु जी? सबके सामने 40 लोग के फर्स्ट टाइम न्यू कमर, क्या बताऊं ऐसा से क्या।
हु विल टेक सच अ रिस्क? Our Guru Maharaj once told us that there was one scholar in Dhaka University. An interesting story. Our Guru Maharaj once told us that there was one scholar in Dhaka University who used to teach Sanskrit literature to postgraduate students. Postgraduate students ko Sanskrit literature sikhate the. And there was one girl who was a student in that class. That gentleman was a good scholar and he used to teach from the books written by Srila Rupa Goswami, Ujjwala Neelamani. Ujjwala Neelamani is completely only Madhurya Rasa. This is postgraduate study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sandhu. Matlab very elevated literature. Itna mota hai. Prabhupada objected to this. So, Bhakti Rasamrita Sandhu used to travel to Bangladesh to preach. So, when he met this professor, he said, you should stop doing it. You cannot do this. How can you teach Ujjwala Neelamani to ordinary people? They may be postgraduates, but what is their devotional qualification? You cannot do it. And a proper practitioner, he will not teach it also. This is not right, which means he himself was not properly grounded. What is he teaching? This subject matter is not for school students, Ujjwala Neelamani. Only the highest religious preachers have entrance in that domain, and he is taking it like this. Later it so happened that the gentleman married that young girl. When that happened, our Guru Maharaj explained that this occurred because that fellow did not understand the dignified position of Rupa Goswami. So when you don't have that level of respect for our acharyas, you cannot have that level of respect for their writings. It is not possible at all. Such high topics should not be brought to the ordinary people. It should be kept for selected people only, such as those who are on the level of Uddhava. Asam aho charana renu jusham aham syam वृंदावने किमपि गुल्मलतौषधीनां यादुस्त्यजां स्वजनमार्यपतं च हित्वा बेजुर्मुकुंद पदवीं श्रुतिभिर्विमृग्यां। सो उद्धव सेज द गोपीज ऑफ वृंदावन हैव गिवन अप द एसोसिएशन ऑफ देयर हस्बैंड्स सन्स एंड अदर फैमिली मेंबर्स हु आर वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू गिव अप एंड दे हैव फॉरसेकन द पाथ ऑफ चैस्टिटी to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, Let me be fortunate enough to become one of the bushes, creepers or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trampled them and blessed them with the dust of their lotus feet. So this was why Krishna chose Uddhava to discuss these topics, because this was the appreciation of Uddhava. He didn't want to become gopis. He wanted to become a blade of grass so that the gopis would trample upon his head. That was the appreciation that he had. Swajanam aryapatam cha. We must be willing to sacrifice the relationships of those whom we consider to be our kith and kin, our own intimate friends. Are you ready to give up their association for Krishna? Aryapata, those who are recommended by the stalwarts or the leaders of the gregarious society, should also be given up. That which is a definition of success according to ordinary man, those things should be given up. So much risk. Who will come forward to take such a risk? The gopis are willing to come forward to take such a risk. A bad name and even the least help we can expect from our nearest and dearest, all eliminated. Ek bad name aa gaya, then all the relatives will stop supporting us. Taking the fullest risk to cast ourselves towards one who is an autocrat but beautiful. He says, you have to take fullest risk to connect yourself to the autocrat, Krishna. But the one good thing is, he is very beautiful. Such a degree of sacrifice was considered to be the highest even by Uddhava. Even Uddhava could not understand how could the gopis sacrifice like this. The greatest of the devotees, whom Krishna himself describes in his own words, where? Where does Krishna describe the gopis? Natatame priyatama atmayo nirna shankarah nacha sankarshano na shrir naivatma cha yata bhavan. He is actually addressing Uddhava. Krishna is glorifying Uddhava. He says, my dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Sankarshan, even Mother Lakshmi, or not even my own self is dearer to me as you are, O Uddhava. Uddhava, not gopis, Uddhava. And Uddhava speaks so highly of the gopis. If that is the position of Uddhava, and Uddhava speaks so highly of gopis, such things are not to be dragged into the ordinary intellect of common audience. You cannot discuss such subject matters to common audience. That is Shrutibir Vimrugyam. Even the Vedas are only showing the direction, for they cannot fully express it. So that is why even Uddhava Gita, for that matter, that was spoken by Krishna to Uddhava, it is said those conclusions are not there in the Vedas. It is beyond something which is presented even in the Vedas. And the gopis' love for Krishna, it is beyond the Vedic conclusions. The Vedas also cannot fully explain that. Yeah, but only a person who is qualified, he can understand. They can only point from a distance and show that Krishna Leela is the highest Leela on this side. The Vedas can say, उधर दिख रहा है ना, दूर से कृष्ण लीला वो सबसे ऊंचा है, हम उधर तक पहुंच नहीं सकते. We can't express that. This is the attitude of the revealed scriptures of the highest order. You should not venture to drag the whole thing into this mundane world. We must keep this on our heads. Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bange. Yeah, the very tenor of the preaching of our Guru Maharaj was this. Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. That Ragapata, that part of Raga, which is Gaurava Bhange, in which there is no on reverence is pujala, it is worshipable for us. We don't reject the path of raga marga. Gaurava bhange. Gaurava means on reverence, bhange, in which there is no on reverence. That raga pata is pujala for us. He worshipped the pata, the way of raga, the highest love. He did not try to bring it down here. We don't, it's not that we are averse to discussing, we don't have an aversion to discuss about raga marga, but we cannot discuss if we don't have qualification. We worship it, it's worshipable, it's not cheap. He did not try to bring it down here. Hold this on your head, the raga pata, the way of love to attain him. Tread all possible stages of learning with a respectable attitude towards the Supreme. Smrityor kramena rasana rasa manasi niyojya. Gradually, ek ek stage par karke ajao. Don't try to jump. Always keep the highest form of love affairs above your head. Matlab, raganuga bhakti ko, put it on your head. Don't try to practice it. Otherwise, if you think you have obtained that, you are finished. You are doomed. It's not so cheap. Don't try to make it very cheap. It is very difficult. Then, he talks about smarana and kirtana. Smrityor kramena rasana manasi niyojya. Tan nama roopa charitadi sukirtananu. Sukirtana anusmrityor. Smarana and Kirtana. Some acharyas are of the opinion that Smarana is more important than Kirtana. So Smarana is generally said to be more on the Raga Marga. And Kirtana is generally said to be more on the Vaidhi Marga. Not exactly, but some people think like that. Some acharyas are of the opinion that Smarana is more important than Kirtana because Smarana is exclusively connected with consciousness, or is more concerned with the subtle part of our existence. They feel that smarana is the most effective form of sadhana. But our Guru Maharaj, Jiva Goswami, and also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami laid stress on kirtan, especially for beginners. Don't prematurely jump into smarana.
Kirtan means sravana also, don't
you know? Yeah. Smaranam, not smaranam is generally, oh, it is connected to Raga Marga. Yeah. Because they sit and do
meditation.
Our Guru Maharaj clearly said that smarana in a lower position is injurious. If you are not qualified and you try to jump into smarana, it is injurious. We should take to Sankirtan. Kirtana prabhave smarana haive sakale bhajana nirjana sambhava. Smaran can only occur by the power of kirtan, and only at that time is solitary bhajan possible. So if we have not sufficiently chanted, we cannot sit in a solitary place and meditate on Krishna. We can sit and meditate, but Krishna will not come, something else will only come. When one is exclusively devoted and unconscious of the environment, then one may go on with a smaran within. But this is not at all possible for the beginners. That's why Bhagavad Gita may be discussed. Ate etad api abhyase api asamartosi matkarma paramo bhavan madartam api karmani kurvan siddhim avapsyasi. Like that. So if you cannot work on your mind, work on your senses.
Abhyasurupa
bhakti. Jiva Goswami Prabhu says, Yadyapi Anya Bhakti Kalau Kartavya Tada Kirtanakya Bhakti Samayojane Naiva. All other forms of sadhana must be subservient to Kirtan. In fact, he calls Kirtan as Amshi and all other limbs as Amsha or Angi and Anga.
What is Amshi?
Amshi,
which part is only Amshi, all others are Amshi.
Kirtan, he says, we say that Krishna has many limbs. और भक्ति हैज मेनी लिम्ब्स, नाइन लिम्ब्स. ऑफ द नाइन लिम्ब्स जीव गोस्वामी सेज एट आर ओनली लिम्ब्स एंड वन इज द पोसेसर ऑफ ऑल द लिम्ब्स, दैट इज कीर्तन. ही सेज दिस इज द प्रीचिंग ऑफ महाप्रभु बिकॉज इन कलियुगा कीर्तन हैज इट्स ओन कैरेक्टरिस्टिक. कलौ तद हरि कीर्तना. If an acharya has stressed smarana anywhere, then that only means that kirtan is relative to the material environment and smarana is independent of material consideration. With this consciousness, they may have recommended that smarana is highest. Agar hamara sampradaya mein agar koi acharya ne smaran ko kirtan se bhi uncha sthan pe diya hai, to uska matlab ye hai that kirtan mein, you know, you is still relative to the material environment, but smaran is completely independent. So when one becomes qualified for smaran, then at that time his smaran is not material. But when one is not qualified for smaran, one's kirtan may be on a much lower level also. That is possible in that sense. But this is not accepted in a general way. The sahajiyas are fond of smarana rather than kirtan. They are followers of the secluded life and in their mind they go on with smaran. They collect information of their age, their identification as a particular sakhi, and their place of attendance in a particular leela under the guidance of a particular sakhi, in a particular place in Vrindavan, all these things.
So it is very difficult to judge on that. One sense, you said in the previous classes that someone focuses on eventually on one of the resident of
Vrindavan
for their. See, I met one lady during my days. So there was an issue about giving a sari.
Giving a
sari, you know. So I know her because she is very sincerely worshipping Govardhan Shila. So I asked her, you don't wear sari, but she wears another dress.
Okay.
That other time, not sari, but other dress, no, like both ladies they wear.
Salwar kameez.
Not ghagra,
some. Oh, acha, acha, acha.
Not, yeah, you can say salwar kameez. Well,
so
yes, why? Then she then just is coming and telling me in my ear. You know, because now in Gokul Vrindavan, the ladies, they don't wear saris.
Yes, sahajiyas are not necessarily...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I am not saying that. Because it's never like, I don't want to... Because now when I hear, I say, because she sits here, morning, Sukarthi, sincerely doing...
Initiative.
No, I just upcoming. I don't know, give more unless because I don't want to commit any offense. But I just remembered, but maybe she's in smarana, thinking about focusing on Golok Vrindavan's residents and because they are not very.
Somebody is practicing sadhana properly, following for any.
So both of
you trying to remember means there is no harm.
Yeah, but clear. Symptoms and adhya and a practice is also given. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tadbhava lipsuna karya vrachaloka anusarata. So how it is practiced internally, how it is practiced externally, also description is given in Bhaktira Samhita Sandhu.
Yeah, but she makes lot of this about, she is very disturbed about aisa hai, o neighbor, o demon jaisa hai, o demoniac, he should. Ab ye bhav bhi aate, so
yeah.
Difficult, no?
Yeah, little.
Never. I don't want to. My question actually is that when we hear all these things, does it this hearing can make a person ever
judgmental?
I mean, opens a door for surgery as you know, when after hearing all these things.
Yeah, after hearing all this, you will not.
No, I know. There is kirtan kar apne bataya role. I was thinking whether. Why do people sometimes and prematurely
sometimes? Yeah, why do
people prematurely, but it may not be?
Because they think it is very easy. And they think that uska commitment yes, kam hai. That's but
I mean that's why taking a very advanced.
Huh. दैट इज वाई ना प्रभु भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर उन्होंने ब्रह्मचारी गृहस्था वानप्रस्था सन्यासी उसके बाद बाबा जी तो उन्होंने उतना चार एडिशनल इंट्रोड्यूस किया बिकॉज इफ यू हैव ओनली टू एंड और वो जो एक में बहुत सारा इफ दे गेट लॉट ऑफ
I spoke to her husband. So husband was not there. So he said that my wife says that I will not be able to understand her level. Same.
Anyway.
So now husband no doubt is not very staunch. But any wife will say like that to her. Okay. So but there are level nahi samajh mein aaya. तो मेरा कंसर्न ये है कि नो इसे इसको आना और इसको
काउंसलर रहेंगे ना हाँ काउंसलर रहेंगे
काउंसलर
किधर है
काउंसलर किधर है समझ पाएगा इसे
या
ऐसा वो सोचेंगे
नहीं माय कंसर्न इस सर्ज
हो सकता है ब्रो
क्वाइट पास टेंडेंसी टू थिंक दैट यू नो आई एम बेटर देन अदर दैट इज देयर बट टू
दे मीन्स दी सहजियास दे कलेक्ट इन्फॉर्मेशन ऑफ देर एज देर आइडेंटिफिकेशन एज अ पर्टिकुलर सखी एंड देर प्लेस ऑफ अटेंडेंस इन अ पर्टिकुलर लीला अंडर द गाइडेंस ऑफ पर्टिकुलर सखी in a particular place in Vrindavan, all these things.
But will they will not speak about it. Huh? It is a very internal thing.
Yeah, huh? It is. And they don't dress like that also, bro. That is very clearly given.
Not dress.
Yeah. They are required to go on meditating on these things with their so-called devotion. This is the process of the Sahajiyas. But we do not attend to that practice. It is all imagination. They are not fit for that plane. They do not have any real sambandha gyan or actual knowledge of their relationship with Krishna. They only go on with their habituated repetition of a particular mental speculation. The stage of anartha nivritti and the progress based on that is not to be accepted by them.
Now, one of the elements you said you would go and stay in the, this verse, no, go in, and you should go and stay in Vrindavan.
Yeah. But after, that is after you reach Ruchi, na? Previous verse spoke about Ruchi. Not prematurely.
Otherwise, this very often we hear many devotees they go and stay in Vrindavan. But chances of.
I mean, as long as they are under proper guidance and they are properly engaged, otherwise it's.
There's a tendency then, chances jada hai kya is taraf hai, thoda inclination surge ya aane
ka. Ho sakta hai.
Because I am staying in Vrindavan.
Quite possible. Very dangerous actually. I mean that way GV is thoda safe hai.
GV bhi to dham hai na, idhar bhi stay kar
sakte hain. Idhar at least, you know.
And they make fun, nice. Of course, I make fun of Premanjan Prabhu. But that is fun, nice. I just make fun of it. Like coward boy, going in forest, coward boy. That's in, but it should not be. Aisa nahi hai ki. That's out of good feelings.
No, yeah. Aisa.
सबसे बेस्ट है स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर का परमिशन लेना
सर अंडर हिज गाइडेंस या
अंडर हिज गाइडेंस ही इज द बेस्ट पर्सन
दैट व्हिच दे कंसीडर टू हैव दैट व्हिच दे कंसीडर टू हैव अचीव्ड इज अ मियर कंकॉक्शन दे आर नॉट अवेयर ऑफ द एक्चुअल फैक्ट्स इट इज ऑल सेल्फ डिसेप्शन बट दे थिंक इट टू बी स्मरण गौर किशोरदास बाबाजी महाराज हैज गिवन एन एग्जांपल Babaji Maharaj used to live in a very small hut on the banks of the Ganges. Another gentleman
imitating
him erected a similar cottage nearby and went on imitating Babaji Maharaj, doing madhukari, sitting and meditating, wearing his cloth in such a way, eating, not eating, taking bath and some days not taking his bath. Then one day Babaji Maharaj remarked, only by entering a labor room a girl does not produce a child. Many things are necessary beforehand. In other words, by imitating a Paramahamsa, bhajan cannot be practiced. The Sahajiyas are laboring hard externally to produce some child, but our Guru Maharaj said that it is not an easy thing. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlava prashantatma kotishvami mahamune. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare.
Isme aata hai 6th
canto na,
kaun sa first time?
వృక్షోపరి తన తాని ఫలధరి దుష్ట ఫల కరిలే అర్జున. దిస్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ కళ్యాణ కల్పతరు. If you want to collect the fruits by shaking the tree but not by climbing the branches, then you will only get the fruits that are bad. Agar aapko ped mein chadna nahi hai, khali hilayenge, jo sada hua phal hai wo hi girega, jo properly paka hua phal hai wo nahi girega. Which means basically, if you want to achieve, you want to achieve the best fruit but you don't want to take the pain of climbing the tree.
సడ్
జాయేగా
పక్కా హువా నహీ లేకిన్ మార్ 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 కే ఉస్కో ఐసా సాఫ్ట్ కర్కే ఫిర్ జ్యూస్ నికాల్ కే బతే దేఖో యే భీ పక్కా హువా హై. Ah. He was giving for this.
Oh, kattai rahe.
Yeah, so that is not ripe mango. Yeah. Ripe is ripe.
Yeah.
Tumhara marne se ripe nahi hote ho.
And finally he concludes this by this theme of imitation is not success.
Kalyan Kalpataru kaun likhe?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhajan book hai na? Sharanagati, Geetavali, Geetamala, Kalyana Kalpataru. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if one wants some fruits without taking the labor of climbing the tree, then what sort of fruits will he get? You have to climb the tree and then you can get the fruit. Otherwise, it is only your imagination. Shuddha Sattva, the plane of pure goodness, means that one must have connection with the real plane. Yet, there are so many planes. ఉపజీయ బడేలత బ్రహ్మాండ భేదియాయ్ విరజా బ్రహ్మ లోక భేది పర వ్యోమ పాయ్. చైతన్య చరితామృత సేస్, యాజ్ వన్ వాటర్స్ ద భక్తిలత బీజ్, ద సీడ్ స్ప్రౌట్స్ అండ్ ద క్రీపర్ గ్రాజువలీ గ్రోస్ టు ద పాయింట్ వేర్ ఇట్ పెనిట్రేట్స్ ద వాల్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ అండ్ గోస్ బియాండ్ ద విరజా రివర్ లైయింగ్ బిట్వీన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, ఇట్ అటైన్స్ బ్రహ్మలోక ద బ్రహ్మన్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్ and penetrating through the stratum it reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet Goloka Vrindavan.
So it's a gradual process.
Yeah. Tabe yai tadupari Goloka Vrindavan Krishna charana kalpa vrikshe kare arohan. Being situated in one's heart and being watered by shravan kirtan, the bhakti creeper grows more and more. In this way, it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, in the topmost region of the spiritual sky.
But this
we cannot say actually. कोई बोल नहीं सकते हैं.
इसलिए ना बहुत या एंड ना सरली आई रिमेट थॉट दैट बट माय माइंड ना तो प्रैक्टिस बुक से शुगर नहीं नहीं दिखा सो करेजियस फियरलेस लैंग्वेज नहीं आते.
अच्छा
लोकल वर्ड का लैंग्वेज नहीं आते.
ओह
कांट स्पीक बट बुक्स.
Mahaprabhu says that when the creeper of bhakti rises up to Goloka, she has to cross these planets, first Bhuloka, then Bhuvarloka, then Swargaloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka and Brahmaloka. But the sahajiyas do not care to know what is Viraja, what is Brahmaloka and what is the Brahmanda. They will only go to a guru, get some mantra and go on meditating. They do not get to know about all these things.
What is Brahma Loka and what is they don't read, there is no discussion.
For them, yeah, that is all Jnana Des. But at such a stage, if they meditate on the Leela of Radha Govinda, then instead of Radha Govinda Leela, they will get entangled with the ladies and gents of this world. They will be entangled in the domain of lust and will have to go to hell instead of going up to Goloka. Imitation is not success. Imitation degrades.
So I say, look, suppose I saw who are somebody who's in that direction. I don't think in the beginning they are like that. They were sincere, no? They were sincere in their devotional practice. But
yeah, at a level not all sahajiyas are cheaters, bro.
Yeah, but then they thought, what do you do? You know? It is very difficult to keep this. You are deviating. You are premature. You should not do this. We remain normal.
Yeah, only if they consider you as an authority. Otherwise, why would they would listen? They will think that, अरे इसको भी समझ में नहीं आ रहा है मैं किधर हूँ ऐसे ही लगेगा.
So क्या हो गया ना? Then she used to worship Govardhan Shila. Now she started worshiping Shalina.
Okay.
तो मैंने पूछा, but ladies don't worship. Of course, she has crossed that period. Means contamination was a need. She has so then I asked her. So then I thought that Shaligram, ladies don't worship. So she said, no, my Guru Maharaj has many of my Lord sisters and he has given permission to
Shaligram. If she is taking guidance from Guru Maharaj, okay.
So this is another thing. I don't know why these thoughts are disturbing you. Then Abhi recently, she has got a, because one is a discount group, Prabhupada said. Then now she has some guru from Radha Kunda.
Oh,
Radha Kunda Tati.
She's kept a photo of her. So husband was saying that I don't know what is wrong with her. She is now. He is not initiated. So he also is disturbed by these two things. One is Shaligram Muslim here. So complex ho jate na, to fir apne ko you feel very sad ki itna Prabhupada ka sab kuch hai and then to isliye pucha main what happens to you know. I, first of all I was to not to be judgmental because you know.
Nee, but when they receive some nice friendships from the right party, slowly they will come back. But agar hum unko reject karenge, shoot karte rahenge, aur udhar se unko achha welcome milega, to udhar chale jayenge.
Yeah, more sensitive behind.
So ye kaisa hai? Ek dhoti, ek kanta ka ped ke upar gir gaya. So you have to be very careful. You cannot pull the dhoti like that. Pura phat jayega wo. Ek ek karke aaram se nikalna padega usko. This is a very
sensitive
faith. Shastriya faith nahi hai.
Sensitively you can handle.
The mind is another thing. The mind is not Shraddha, for Shraddha is connected with the soul and the mind is connected with matter. The mind is material, therefore the mind cannot produce Shraddha. Shraddha is an original fundamental thing. When Shraddha awakens, the mind vanishes. Which means when faith arises, then the mind which pushes us in the direction of our vasanas, that slowly starts becoming weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. Darkness cannot produce light. When light comes, darkness vanishes. Mind which is material cannot produce Shraddha, which is a product of heart. Similarly, when the soul comes, all mental speculation vanishes. There is subtle and gross. Bhumi rapo analo vayu kam mano buddhi revacha. So mano buddhi etc. is subtle. Earth, water, fire and air are gross, mind, intellect and false ego are subtle. The mind is a product of material potency, aparashakti, and jiva is a product of the spiritual potency, parashakti, the principal potency. Manodharma, mental speculation, has got nothing to do with truth. Manodharma is drawn from the material world, the world of misconception. Avan manasa gochara, the mind cannot reach to the stage of perceiving the truth proper. So using mental speculation, we cannot understand these things. It is only related to mundane things. The mind comes from the false ego and is made up of the exploiting tendency. So mind is a product of false ego and the mode of goodness.
So it's mental.
Yeah, yeah. There is speculation, yeah. We have to get relief from that. We are surrounded by such poisonous thoughts.
Danam swadharmo niyamo yamascha shrutam cha karmani cha sadvratani sarve mano nigraha lakshanantah parohi yogo manasa samadhi.
Charity, prescribed duties, observance of major and minor regulative principles, hearing from scripture, pious works and purifying vows all have as their final aim the subduing of the mind. Indeed, concentration of the mind on the Supreme is the highest yoga. All types of sadhana demands that the mind should be destroyed. Mano nigraha lakshananta. There may be different forms and types of sadhana, but they all agree on this point. The mind must be finished. So which means basically the point is mental speculation cannot give a spiritual result. So Shraddha is different from the impulses which are coming from the mind. Like that.
Shraddha is connected to the soul.
The soul.
So when you say mind becomes a friend, mind is your enemy or it can become your friend?
Mm-hmm. When mind follows the Shastra, then it is friend.
Basically, speculation is one of the functions of mind, and that's the function. So, you have to work upon Shraddha. When it is intense, it is strong, then automatic mind will follow it. Yes. So, okay, just two more minutes.
Krishna nama rupa guna lila chatushtaya guru mukesho nilaye kirtana udaya.
So shravanam leads to kirtanam. When Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes are heard from the lotus mouth of Sri Guru, then real kirtan actually manifests. Krishna nama rupa guna lila chatushtaya guru mukesho nilaye kirtana udaya.
Chatushtaya.
Four. Chatushtaya. Krishna nama rupa guna lila chatushtaya.
Kirtita haile krame smaranaanga paay kirtana smarana kale kramapate dhai.
Kirtita haile krame smarana anga paay. When you have heard sufficiently from a guru, then you can do kirtan. When you have sufficiently done kirtan, then you get smaran. Kirtita haile krame smarana angapai kirtana smarana kale kramapate dhai. At that time, by cultivating kirtan and smaran, one gradually advances. Smrityor kramena rasana manasi niyojya.
So first thing you have to hear from the guru, then you can do kirtan nicely, hearing from spiritual master.
Yes,
or is it representative?
Yeah.
Jata ruchi jana jihva mana milaiya Krishna anuraga vraja jana anusmariya.
Who's Upadeshana Bhasha is who's?
Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. With their mind and their tongue, those who have come to the stage of jata ruchi, the awakening of love for Krishna. Jata ruchi jana jihva mana milaiya. When their mind and their tongue, with their mind and their tongues, those who have come to the stage of Jata Ruchi adore Krishna and meditate upon the residence of Raja. தன்நாம ரூபச்சரிதாதி சுகீர்த்தனானு ஸ்மிருத்யோர் க்ரமேண ரசனா மனசி நியோஜ்ய.
கிருஷ்ண
அனுராக விரஜ ஜன அனுஸ்மரிய. So then they meditate upon the Vrajavasis who have love for Krishna. Nirantara Vrajavasa Manasa Bhajan Eyupadesha Sara Karaha Grahan. Nirantara Vrajavas, at that stage they can permanently stay in Vrindavan and Manasa Bhajan, and they can do mental meditation on the path, on the stage of Raganuga Bhajan. Eyupadesha Sara Karaha Grahan, this is the essence of all Upadesh. Karaha Grahan, accept it. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
This brings us to the end of the 8th verse. Tomorrow we will start 9th.
So 9th you already sent.
9th I already sent. So 9, 10, 11. These 3 verses, hopefully we will try to complete in another 4, 5 days. And then Prabhu, we are planning to start Unspoken Obstacles on the Path of Devotion.
Unspoken?
What Satsarupa Goswami said,
obstacles in the path of devotion.
Yeah, okay. This is Unspoken Obstacles by Purna Chandra Maharaj.
Oh, the one passed away.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful book.
Padhaya
book. Chota book. But, bahut jabardast book.
He has written on Bhagavad Gita, na? He has written Purna Chandra Maharaj.